On August 2, 2012, Attorney Daniel Siegel, representing the California Attorney General's Office, commented on the Tahoe Regional Plan and the California-Nevada recommendations presented by California Secretary for Natural Resources John Laird and Nevada Director of Conservation and Natural Resources Leo Drozdoff. These comments were provided at the Regional Plan Update Committee meeting of the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. The question at the close of this segment is asked by Shelley Aldine, Vice Chair of the Governing Board representing the Carson City Board of Supervisors. Thank you for listening at TahoeProject.org.
Well, thanks to both of you. I'd like to, at this point, ask Mr. Dan Siegel from the California Attorney General's Office to make some remarks. And if you two have time, we at the committee would have an opportunity to ask questions if you have other obligations.
Thank you.
I want to start off by echoing what the chair said about the extraordinary effort that the secretary and the director took to pull together this package. And I'm actually surprised they only spent 75 hours to get this far. Having worked at Tahoe for quite a while, that was incredibly efficient. I want to start off by saying that we support the recommendations of the director and the secretary. This is a compromise in the true sense of the word. From our point of view, it's definitely less than ideal. However, we feel it addresses what we saw as major flaws in the draft recommendation that stopped the circulation. And we believe that with the recommendations, the package will protect Lake Tahoe. Moreover, we believe that if the package is eventually adopted, it will go a long way towards reducing tensions in the basin, and it will help preserve the bi-state compact. And we believe that for those two reasons, the fact that this is a significant improvement over our point of view, over the draft regional plan, and because we think this could go a long way towards healing things in the basin, we support the package recommendations of the director and secretary presented to you today. And we strongly recommend that you adopt them. Thank you. Thank you. Do committee members have any questions of the secretary or the director?
Sure.
Maybe
a question for Dan. Dan, obviously, the Tahoe is a contentious place. We all know that. And we unfortunately have chosen, in some instances, to resolve our differences through litigation. Now, these were pivotal issues, we all know that, with non-unanimous issues that were addressed by the Bi-State Consultation Group. Is the AG's office reasonably satisfied with the balance of the package? I mean, this is one component of the package. We have I know that staff hesitates to refer to it as the preferred alternative, but alternative free. All of the alternatives are obviously being subjected to analysis, but are you satisfied, except that you can be satisfied, with the balance of the recommendations coming forward out of this process?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we're satisfied that with alternative three being modified by these recommendations, the package is satisfactory.
Thank you for listening to the comments of Attorney Daniel Siegel, representing the California Attorney General's Office, provided here at TahoeProject.org.